ArcelorMittal South Africa has been hit with a 2.6 billion rand loss in its 6 months to the end of June. That's more than five times its market capitalization. Now, this, of course, was preempted in a trading statement released just yesterday that saw its share price take a tumble. CEO Cobus Verster joins me on the line now. Cobus, you've cited a drop in steel demand as a result of the coronavirus and lower output on the back of operations having to be shuttered during lockdown, but your woes predate COVID-19. ArcelorMittal South Africa has been on a downturn for almost 3 years now. So were you making any headway on turning things around at ArcelorMittal before COVID hit?
Alicia, good afternoon. Thank you for having me. Yes, I think so, definitely. I think in terms of our transformation and cost reduction program, we have, and that's been running since the latter part of 2018, we have already realized sustainable savings of 2.8 billion. So if you look at our fixed cost base, there's at least 2 billion out of our fixed cost. If you look at our loss-making operations, we have closed Saldanha. Mm-hmm. Saldanha this year would have been outflow of an additional 1.4, 1.5 billion. So I do think we have made progress. And if you look at the first half of the year in its two quarters, first quarter we actually was profitable, despite us still having substantial issues around load shedding and rail supply. We managed to turn a profit. Mm-hmm. So I think the underlying performance of the business, excluding COVID-19 impact, is actually a bit more positive than the numbers are showing.
Cobus, I ask the question because one wants to get a sense of where this leaves the business now, with expected steel demand to be between 70 to 75% of pre-lockdown levels for the foreseeable future.
Yes, I think one of the major problems for steel in South Africa in general, and not only for us, is obviously the lack of demand, the lack of economic growth, the lack of large infrastructure spending and a continued spending on that. So if the demand's not there and you have to run at 70% of capacity, you have to do so much more on your cost side of the business. And I think we have taken the difficult decisions around the fixed cost side of the business. We've done a major reorganization last year, and as I said, the Saldanha decision, and some smaller plants, yeah, which was a cash drain on the business. So I do think we are well positioned at the lower volume levels to return to profitability. Obviously, an increase in domestic demand will facilitate that process a lot for us.
What's been hampering that demand scenario and the extent to which you cater to it is, of course, economic growth, but then, your battle with cheap imports, so with rising costs hampering your cost or your competitive advantage. What are we looking at when it comes to your pricing points versus that of imports? Because given economic pressures being felt across the board now, Cobus, demands are naturally going to veer more so towards those cheaper options.
Well, I think from a cost competitiveness perspective, I think we are well positioned to address the controllable part of our business. As I've said earlier, I think fixed costs, we've done a lot, and we will do a lot in the next few months. From a variable cost perspective, from a plant efficiency perspective, we are there or thereabouts the top companies in the world. Where we have constraints, I mean, the cost of electricity in South Africa is not only very expensive from a tariff perspective, but also you have many very expensive interruptions. Mm-hmm. The cost of delivering raw materials or final product in South Africa is very expensive. Now, if you want to compare that to a Chinese manufacturer, which is subsidized from an export perspective, or which have very cheap labor, you obviously then need to have a government that equalize the playing fields from a tariff perspective, like all other countries are doing. The EU are doing that, and the US is doing that.
Yeah. To what extent does, the handle you've gotten on your fixed cost base actually filter through to lower pricing points for the market you're catering to, Qobus, bearing in mind something like higher tariffs from Eskom that are coming in next year?
Well, I think so. I think that's unfortunately true. I mean, to have another 10% on already expensive tariff. But I think at the end of the day, that should result in break-even or lower profitability. The real difference will be volumes over the longer term. Mm-hmm. And it's not an AMSA alone. I mean, if you look at the steel industry, most companies are battling and struggling. So many of our customers are currently either in business rescue or some level of liquidation. And obviously what you want is you want a profitable profitability along the supply chain. So lower prices is not the answer. You want fair prices. And I think what we are delivering is actually a fair pricing mechanism. But we need volume and we need a certain fairness from a cost side.
Yeah. Qobus, before I let you go, I've got one last question, and it's a question that the markets have been asking. Are you not just prolonging the inevitable here? Some speculation that, the ArcelorMittal South Africa we knew is no longer there and that the owners might just have to offload the whole thing. Is that looking like a possibility or not at this stage?
No. I think I disagree with you. I do think we had some cost issues, which I think we have to a large extent addressed or are in the process of very aggressively addressing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a plant like Saldanha, who year after year has a negative cash drain of R1 billion, at some point you have to bite the bullet. We've done that, so we've taken the difficult decisions. And as I said, in the first quarter, despite the economic problems in South Africa, we were able at an EBITDA level to show a marginal profit.
Okay, let's leave it there, Qobus. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That, of course, AMSA's CEO, Qobus Fester. After the break, Marius Rietz from Luno brings us up to speed on the latest playing out on the cryptocurrency scene. So stay tuned for that.